Christy, in your speech, you were referring to Prince George and Northern BC as being the backbone of BC's job economy. Now, obviously, down in the south, we see a lot more jobs, but a lot of critics are saying there's not a lot of opportunity up here in the north more than there should be. What do you have to say to that?
Because commodity prices are low, we're in one of those economic cycles that's always tough for the north. My job is to make sure that we bridge these communities through low commodity prices until they bounce back, and bridge communities also through the softwood lumber dispute that's emerging. Because we know you guys are going to make a big contribution, as you always do. But we want to make sure people can stay here and live here and work here until we get to that point.
And talk a little bit more about rural tech hubs. I know you've emphasized on that a lot, but it doesn't seem like a lot of details have been sent out. Can you say anything to that?
Well, it's part of our rural economic development strategy, which is going to create about 26,000 jobs in the north in rural BC. And part of it is connecting all of the communities across the province. So that's a multi-million dollar plan. We haven't mapped out exactly where, obviously it'll mean upgrades in Prince George and the region here, but all of that mapping is still being done right now. But again, we want to put people to work, and we want to make rural communities places where people can work in the tech industry if that's what they choose to do. Because if you could live in Prince George, why wouldn't you?
And again, you are the first leader to come up here during the election, and obviously you made your voice known that NDP and Greens aren't up here. Do you want to just revoice that again?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. John Horgan hasn't been north of Merritt in this election campaign. We're in day 11. Gosh, I've been, today in Prince George, the other day I was in Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, I've been to Kitimat, I've been to Rupert, I've been to Terrace. I'm going to those places because they are all so vital to the resort, to our economy in British Columbia. Vancouver is the biggest lumber town in the province, and we need to connect people in Vancouver with the resource economy that feeds us and clothes us no matter where we live. That's why the North and the interior British Columbia are so important, and I think the other parties are making a big mistake in ignoring it.